This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. pharmaceutical company Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech on Friday released data from studies showing their COVID-19 vaccine is safe and 91% effective at preventing symptomatic infections in 5 to 11-year-olds. The study was released 4 days before the Food and Drug Administration's Independent Advisory Committee is scheduled to consider emergency approval for use of the vaccine on children. In anticipation of that, the White House this week announced plans to deliver enough child doses of the vaccine to all 28 million children between the ages of 5 and 11 currently living in the United States. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Friday continued to dismiss calls for renewed COVID-19 restrictions. He said there is nothing to indicate those moves will be necessary in the coming months, despite the fact that Britain is currently seeing a dramatic surge in COVID-19 infections. Speaking to reporters while touring a London vaccination facility, Johnson said the current surge in infections is high, but still within the parameters that experts expected. Britain currently has the highest daily number of infections in Europe, averaging more than 45,000 a day. That's up from 17% the previous week. Coronavirus infections and deaths in Russia climbed Friday to another pandemic record, putting a growing strain on the country's healthcare system. President Vladimir Putin has responded to the worsening situation by ordering Russians to stay off work from October 30th to November 7th, when the country's already observing an extended holiday. Authorities expect the order to help limit the spread of the virus by keeping them out of offices and off public transportation. This is VOA News. 11 Nigerian security personnel died in an ambush against a regional prefect's motorcade near the country's border with Burkina Faso on Wednesday. That's according to the Interior Ministry, who made the announcement Friday. The ministry's toll was higher than the deaths reported by local officials. The attack by suspected jihadists on the convoy transporting the Bankalare district prefect was the first against government officials in Tillaberi. It's part of the tri-border zone between Niger, Burkina Faso, and Mali, known for high levels of attacks by jihadists linked to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State, especially against civilians. The ministry said in a statement that 10 National Guard personnel and one gendarme died. Three more people had been wounded. Two National Guard vehicles were burnt and another damaged by the unidentified assailants who used rifles and rocket launchers, according to the ministry. The United States is monitoring reports that militants aligned with Boko Haram are taking over communities in north-central Nigeria. Officials in Nigeria's Niger state have been warning of Boko Haram activity for months, recently claiming that the group's fighters are present in more than 500 villages across 8 of the state's 25 wards. But U.S. officials are leery of drawing any conclusions, given the fast-evolving terror landscape, which has seen the fortunes of Boko Haram and its Islamic State-aligned rival, Islamic State West Africa, rise and fall multiple times over the past several months. So far, Nigerian officials have sent some military and police units to Niger State to help, though local officials say it's not enough to combat what they see as a growing threat. U.S. actor Alec Baldwin said Friday, "My heart is broken," after a cinematographer died after he fired a prop gun on a New Mexico movie set Thursday. The incident, which occurred Thursday afternoon at a production location south of Santa Fe, New Mexico. In that incident, Helena Hutchins, age 42, Ukrainian by birth, was injured and transported by helicopter to the University of New Mexico Hospital, where she was pronounced dead. Baldwin, who is 63, is a co-producer of the production Rust. It's a Western movie set in the U.S. state of Kansas in the 1880s. The sheriff's office in New Mexico said late Thursday that no charges have been filed, and the investigation remained open and active. The film's director, Joel Souza, was wounded and taken by ambulance to a local hospital. An actress in the film, Frances Fisher, later tweeted that he had been released, and Baldwin has said on Twitter that he is cooperating with police. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton, VOA News.